Yes, sir, friends and neighbors, that time we've been waiting for has almost arrived. The Pacific Bluegrass and Heritage Society, organization that's been in existence only 6 weeks. This is fairly unprecedented, I would say, in that amount of time, and we would like to thank all those people that helped make this evening possible, the Soft Rock Cafe here. A special thanks to them for shutting down the front part of the operation so we can all hear what's going on tonight for a change. And also thanks to the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, who are co-sponsors of this event, to Elmer Tippy and CKWX for the help that they've given us. And if I can pat my own self on the back, to Co-op Radio, the voice of bluegrass in Vancouver. Hey, thank you. Thank you a lot. I suppose it's a cliche to say this is something I've waited my whole life to do, to introduce this man, but I imagine it's just as true as saying that it's something that most of you have waited your whole life to experience and listen to. The father of bluegrass with the hottest band he's had in some years, Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.
Of my childhood, in the evening when everything was chill, how you sit and listen to the fox sound with my dad in the old Kentucky hill.
I'm on my way back to the old home, the road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shines long ago where I live.
Childhood day rover, I had to leave my old home. For dad and mother was called to heaven, I was left in this world all alone.
I'm on my way back to the old home, the road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shines on the door where I live.
Of old Kentucky stands upon a spot in my memory. I'm on my way back to the old home, the light in the wind I long to see.
I'm on my way back to the old home, the road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shines on the door where I live.
Thank you. Thank you a lot.